USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, talking on Newsmax, said he agrees with President Obama's former Secretary of Defense that Joe Biden's not the guy to be handling foreign policy, especially as the battle rages on in Ukraine.
Former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, under Obama, who said that Joe Biden has been wrong in every major foreign policy issue for the last 4 decades, and his string continues. The weakness that President Biden has conveyed to our enemies has emboldened them.
And as gas prices continue to hold steady for the third day, the price of Brent crude has dropped by over 30% in the last week, from $139 a barrel to just under $100 per barrel. However, at the gas pump, the national average has only dropped less than 1 cent to $4.31 per gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Lawmakers in red states, including Missouri, Texas, and Idaho, are pushing abortion and gender-affirming medical care bills that would restrict residents from seeking abortions beyond their state lines. A Missouri representative introduced legislation that would allow people to sue anyone suspected of helping a resident get an abortion in a different state. Republican Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman, who was behind the bill, told the Washington Post she's been talking to anyone who would listen about legal strategies for thwarting Missourians from seeking abortions in other states. The White House is marking Equal Pay Day by taking new steps aimed at ending the gender pay gap for federal workers and contractors. President Joe Biden is signing an executive order that encourages the government to consider banning federal contractors from seeking information about job applicants' prior salary history. And a new Labor Department directive is aimed at strengthening federal contractors' obligations to audit payrolls to help guard against pay disparities based on gender, race, or ethnicity. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
USA Radio News has found some better ways to get some sleep.
A new study is revealing ways Americans can improve their sleeping habits. The National Sleep Foundation, releasing the latest results from their annual poll, they suggest increased light exposure upon waking up through the afternoon, eating meals at consistent times, avoiding screen time at least 1 hour before bed, and exercising at least 20 minutes per day. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're traveling, there are still 125 destinations currently at what the CDC calls level 4. The CDC thresholds for travel health are based on the number of COVID-19 cases in a destination. Tourist favorites stalled on level 4 include Aruba, Brazil, Canada, Egypt, France, Greece, Peru, and Spain. The United Kingdom has been on that list since July of 2021. The Justice Department said that Enrique Tarrio, the leader of the Proud Boys, should remain in jail as he awaits trial, pointing to his leadership of the far-right group during the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. They said, based on compelling evidence of Tarrio's leadership in the conspiracy, there are no conditions of release that can reasonably assure the safety of the community or the defendant's appearance in court. Prosecutors specifically highlighted Tarrio and his texting of an encrypted message in a chat on January 6th, and then admitting, "We did this about the Capitol attack." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.